Billionaire Jeff Bezos was back on Earth safely Tuesday after a 10-minute suborbital flight aboard Blue Origin's new Shepard spacecraft. After the capsule touched down near Van Horn, Texas, Bezos gave his assessment, saying, "Best day ever." The world's richest man blasted off Tuesday from a remote desert launch site in Texas as he became the second billionaire to self-fund a trip to space this month. The fully automated rocket reached an altitude of about 106 kilometers, at which point the booster separated from the capsule and returned to Earth, landing upright near the launch site. The crew was able to experience weightlessness for 3 to 4 minutes before returning to Earth in the capsule, which made a parachute landing. The altitude surpassed the 85-kilometer mark reached by British billionaire Richard Branson on July 11th, when he and 5 crewmates flew aboard his Virgin Galactic rocket-powered space plane. Bezos founded his space company with the goal of creating permanent space colonies where people will live and work. The White House said Tuesday it's exploring ways the United States can aid the people of Cuba engaged in anti-government protests and also hold the Cuban government accountable for repressing freedom in the island nation. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said on Tuesday that the U.S. is working to identify Cuban officials responsible for attacks on peaceful protesters. At the same time, she said the U.S. is looking to increase access to the Internet in Cuba, boost humanitarian assistance, and devise a workable remittance system for Cuban expatriates to send money to their relatives without the Cuban government stealing it. The White House has said in a statement that Cuba is a top priority. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Malian strongman Colonel Assimi Gota survived an assassination attempt at a mosque in Bamako on Tuesday. It was the latest blow to stability in a country reeling from 2 military coups in less than a year. Witnesses say a man with a knife tried to attack Gota after prayers at the capital's Grand Mosque for an Islamic festival. Gota is a special forces colonel who was named transitional president in May. He later appeared on state television. He said, "That's part of being a leader." His office released a statement saying that Gota was safe and sound after what was labeled an assassination attempt. Security had subdued the attacker, and investigations are ongoing, according to the president's office. The Tokyo Olympics is set to begin in 3 days, but the chief of the organizing committee declined on Tuesday to rule out a last-minute cancellation if the number of COVID-19 cases among athletes continues to spike. Toshiro Muto said at a news conference that he's watching the infection numbers. Among people credited to participate in or be at the games, 71 coronavirus cases have been reported since July 1st. A spokesman for Tokyo 2020, so named for last year's postponed Olympics, later said organizers were, quote, concentrating 100% on delivering successful games. Some corporate sponsors have dropped plans to attend Friday's opening ceremony, and because of this pandemic, no spectators will be allowed at the athletic events, this to minimize health risks. Japan's vaccination program has fallen short of most of the developed nations. It has recorded more than 840,000 cases and more than 15,000 deaths. A surge in cases is being reported in Tokyo, with 1,387 new cases recorded on Tuesday. Olympic rules do mandate frequent COVID-19 testing. Britain on Tuesday recorded its highest daily number of coronavirus-related deaths in 4 months, following a spike in infections amid the spread of the Delta variant and the lifting of lockdown restrictions. Government figures show nearly 100 new virus-related deaths since a high of March 24th. The country also recorded more than 46,000 confirmed cases. France's health minister said a record number of 18,000 new infections has been reached over the previous 24 hours in France. This statement was made Tuesday. The country is also experiencing a COVID-19 wave. He told the French National Assembly, "We have never seen this before, not with COVID, neither with the English variant, nor the South African, nor the Brazilian variant." The Air Remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.